Good evening. For our first song this evening, let's turn to song number 64 in the church hymnal. Song number 64 in the church hymnal. For the next song, let's turn to number 367. Song number 367.
Oh.
And for our last song, song number 79. Song number 79 in the church hymnal. This time, Matt will bring us our devotions.
Good evening. Welcome to all of you visitors. Good to have you here, and all of you home folks. Good to have everyone here tonight. I'd like to look at two verses in Proverbs for a devotional. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. These are very familiar verses. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. They just read, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Why do we need to be told to trust in the Lord? I've heard that all of my life. Trust in the Lord. Yet, I do need to be reminded to trust in the Lord. I'm tempted to look away from God and to feel anxious or to feel discouragement or doubt or fear or anxiety. We have an enemy that hates Christ, hates his church, and hates you and I personally. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." John 10:10, Jesus said, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy." So that's what our enemy wants to do. In the same verse, John 10:10, Jesus said, "I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly." This word trust has the, looking at the meaning, it has the thought of confidence, security, the state of being confident, secure, living without fear. That's what Christ offers us. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean unto our own understanding. We live in a world that's increasingly ungodly, and it's full of men's wisdom on the best way to live our lives. Proverbs 16:25, "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." It's so many times it's like that. We think, using our own logic, our own reasoning, we think we have a good plan, we think we know the answer, but truth is with God, and he knows the future. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Ask the Lord about the questions that we have. If it's on our minds and worrying us, it's on God's heart. 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." I love that verse. He cares for us, and so he wants us to cast our cares upon him. When the Lord is our shepherd, we will not want. When we're our own shepherd, we will want. When we were trying to go it on our own, we will want. Christ gives us peace, security, fulfillment, and joy. In all your ways, acknowledge him. That word acknowledge would have the meaning of know. Know, acknowledge, as opposed to deny and refuse to believe. John 8:19, Jesus speaking, Ye neither known me nor my Father. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. In all your ways, know. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Seek, obey. Seek to know him, that I may know him in the power of his resurrection. And he will direct our paths. There's the promise that's beautiful that I need. He will make your way upright, smooth, and pleasing. That would be the thought that the word direct would give us. And paths, of course, is just your way. He will make your way upright, smooth, and pleasing. God will meet our needs as we face them. I'm just going to turn here for a few verses to read at the end. Psalm 46:1-3. I love these verses. I'm going to read just the first three verses and then the last couple verses of this psalm. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. We will not fear. The last couple verses, verse 10 and 11, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge." Selah. I'm thankful for those promises tonight. I think one of the things acknowledging God will make us do, as we know God, we'll want to praise him. And I'd like to sing 363 in the Zion's Praises, taken from Psalm 27. I love this song. It's one of my favorite songs. I'll take one selection for you after this song, and then we'll have the children singing. And also, I wanted to mention, sometime this evening, we would like to ask for a couple of you to come up and lead a song that either means something to you or to somebody you love, a favorite of one of your loved ones, and say something about it. And I think I'm going to ask you all to volunteer three people for this. This is your chance to volunteer somebody else to come up and lead a song. I have a couple. Go ahead, anybody?
Alan Hosteller.
Alan Hosteller. John Mishler. And I might volunteer Ron Trock. Okay? Thank you for your willingness. Number 363, The Lord is My Light.
The Lord is my light, is my light, is my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Lord, how should I count again?
Well, 504. Song number 504. After this song, we will have the children come up and sit on the front two benches. They're going to be singing. Come up front, and Joanna will be leading them in their singing. 504. My anchor holds.
Rise.
Children, you can come forward at this time.
All right, turn to number 618 in Zion's Praises. And then after this song, Alan Hostetler, John Mishler, and Ron Schrock will share their songs with us. Number 618.
Thank you. It's okay to pick one out of a Christian hymnal. I forgot to bring our Zion's praises. Oh, as I was thinking of a song, this came to my mind. It was a song of my dad's favorite, number 107. He was nailed to the cross for me. And I always liked this song myself real well, too. 107. What a wonderful, wonderful Savior who would die on the cross for me, freely shedding his precious life blood that the sinner might be made free. He was nailed to the cross for me. Nailed to the cross for me. On the cross crucified for me he died. He was nailed to the cross for me. Thus he left his heavenly glory to his Father's plan. He was born of the Virgin Mary, took upon him the form of man. He was nailed to the cross for me. He was nailed to the cross for me. Crucified for me he died. He was nailed to the cross for me. He was wounded for our transgressions, and he carried our sorrows too. He's the sickness. This he came to the world to do. He was nailed to the cross for me. He was nailed to the cross for me. On the cross crucified for me. So he gave his life for others in redeeming this world from sin. Man, he's gone to prepare a mansion that at last we may enter in. He was nailed to the cross for me. He was nailed to the cross for me. On the cross crucified for me he died. He was nailed to the cross for me.
Good evening. I thought we would sing from the Christian hymnal, the number 350. I picked this song. This is, I believe, one of my mother's favorite songs, an old song that we sing a lot. What a friend we have in Jesus. And all who care to, if you'd want to stand for this song. Could I get one of you to blow a...
sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry
So the song that I chose tonight was song number 669. I realize this song may not be familiar to some of you all, but the Zion's Praises, I'm sorry. I guess we have three choices here tonight. How many know this song? Okay. And how many remember singing this song on the bus as we'd be coming or going from some chorus activity at night? Yeah? Okay. Basses, come in strong on that chorus. Give it all you've got. That's a real hallmark of this song, is those bass parts there in the three different parts there in the chorus.
There is someone who daily my needs does supply. These good things don't just happen. There's someone on high. Tis His mercy and grace that allows me to live. It deserves all the thanks I can give.
Thank you three for sharing in that way. I enjoyed that. I'll take a selection from any of the hymnals. 640 and the Zion's Praises. I know there aren't, our ranks are sort of thin tonight, and we don't have any groups that volunteered, so we were thinking maybe we'd have a volunteer men's choir. And so anyone that would like to help sing with that can come forward. We'll take one more selection after this song, and then you can come forward. And maybe I'll ask Joseph and Neil if you would each pick a song for that, for the Volunteer Men's Choir. 640, Zion's Praises. Should we stand for this song as well?
When the last day shall come and the roll shall be called, when the saints meet their Savior in the air, when the pilgrim and stranger at last reach their home, we'll be there, praise the Lord, we'll all be there, we'll be there.
Another selection? 521. Zion's Praises. This song makes me think of OCC and the men singing over there. Song they loved. Terrific song. Victory in Jesus. 521.
I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Sins and won the victory. somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me, I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing, and the old redemption story, and some sweet day I'll sing out there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me, and I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
I like the way this song says, he sought me and he bought me. You know, that's scriptural, that Jesus sought us and he's seeking for his lost sheep. Okay, we'll have the men come forward at this time, and anyone that would care to participate, welcome to come on up and just stand up here, and then Joseph and Neil, if you would have songs ready for that. Christian hymnal. Neil?
Science praises.
Science praises, okay. Science praises and Christian hymnal.
Once I wandered in darkness unsaved, till the Savior came knocking at my heart, and I opened the door, let him in. Now rich blessings to me he imparts. I will never turn back, never turn back. Sing of his wondrous power to save, for my Savior is leading the way to those mansions of glory above.
life set man free, and evermore with him could live. There is a God.
There is a God.
He is alive.
He is alive.
In him we live.
And we survive.
Turn in your songbooks to song number 573. Song number 573 in the Zion's Praises. And then, after this song, the chorus will come up. Bring your Zion's praises with you.
Okay, we'll probably sing about three songs tonight. We're going to sing song Only God Alone, and then sing a couple songs from the Science Space.
Trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair. When the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the sky.